Thanks for listening to A Juggling Mums podcast, a podcast for all mums who need some time out, who need a little motivation, who need some new ideas, and who need to know that there are others out there dealing with the same issues as you. Hi, thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about mums groups, play groups and forums for mums, as well as reading magic, so stay tuned. I'm sorry I didn't have a podcast for you last week. To be honest, I just didn't have anything to say. I've been working on a few little projects which I hope to have up and running in the next couple of weeks, so hopefully I'll be able to tell you about them then. Rob's been home for the last week, but he's back at work again today. I loved having him home, but it sure did mess my routine around. I just got myself back into a new routine after the girls had gone back to school, and it gets turned on its head again. I don't tend to do any housework on the weekends when Rob's home, so when he's home during the week, I'm kind of on weekend mode, and I really have to force myself to get anything done. But hopefully, I'll be able to settle back into my routine now that he's back at work. The girls have settled into school now and are loving their new classes and their teachers. Claire brought home her first lot of homework last week. This is the first time she's had homework because they didn't have to do it in kindy. It was a bit of a challenge helping both Chloe and Claire at the same time, but luckily Chloe could do most of it by herself, you know, hardly any assistance from me. They both enjoy doing their homework, and even before Claire got homework I was having to give her things to do while Chloe sat and did her homework. My only trouble now is making sure that I have something for Katie to do so that she can do some homework too. I've been making up some worksheets for her, which I'll be adding to our little space on the net website. So if you're interested in having a look at them, then just keep popping back and have a look. Riley's only 20 months old and already he's wanting to do homework, so I usually just print him up a picture or something for him to scribble on. My healthy eating plan kind of got off track a little bit in the last couple of weeks. I think it was a combination of having snacks in the house for the girls' lunch boxes and being a bit overtired. We've had takeaway a few times, and you know, plus with Rob being home, we kind of tended to eat out a little bit more. Also, Rob and I went out for dinner on Saturday night, so I was a little bit naughty then. Mum and Dad gave us a night at a local hotel, so we left the four kids with them on Saturday night. It was the first time that I've left Riley overnight. We got to have a romantic dinner on our own, which was really nice, and it was really nice to be off duty for the night. Unfortunately, I didn't have the whole night of undisturbed sleep that I'd been planning on. I kept waking up every hour. I guess it was just being in an unfamiliar environment. And unfortunately for Mum and Dad, Riley woke up pretty much every hour too. Obviously, he didn't know that when you sleep over at Nan and Pop's, you actually have to sleep the whole night, otherwise they won't offer again, and poor Mummy and Daddy don't get to have a break. Anyway, I got a little bit sidetracked there. Back to my point, I haven't been doing very much healthy eating lately. I've put on 1 kilo of the 3 kilos that I lost, but that's okay because I'll just start again today. I think a lot of the snacking has to do with my tiredness, and this is due to my late nights, which I really need to change, as well as Riley not sleeping through the night, and not to mention everything that I try and squeeze into my day. Which leads me to another point. Us mums really need to look after ourselves. We all know what happens when we get sick. The household just doesn't function anymore, and it takes weeks once we're all better to get it back under control again. Now, part of looking after yourself is making sure that you get enough sleep, and this might mean that you need to go to bed earlier at night, which is what I'm trying to do, or nap during the day while your babies are sleeping. I met up with my mum's group on Friday for the first time since the kids went back to school. With our kids heading off to school, our little group, or should I say our little group of mums, but our big group of kids, is slowly diminishing. I was introduced to the group of women by my auntie who met them at her antenatal class. They all got together after their first children were born, and I was introduced to the group 6 months later when I had my eldest, Chloe. Since then, we've lost one mother and two children who moved to another state, but we've gained many, many children over the years. Currently, we have 5 mums and 17 children between us. We usually meet up once a fortnight in each other's homes, but obviously during school holidays, nobody wants to host 17 children all at one time, so we tend to visit parks and playgrounds. It's so nice to talk to other mums that have the same problems or who have been through the same things I'm going through. And it's also great to be able to bounce ideas off them. Over the years, we've all become really good friends, and truthfully, I don't know how I'd go without their support and their friendship. If you're a new mum, or an old mum for that matter, and you don't have a network of friends, I would really recommend looking for a group of mums that get together in your neighbourhood. Most communities run play groups, which is a great way to meet other mums, and there are heaps of ways that you can meet other mums online. Yahoo groups and MSN groups have hundreds of different email-based groups to join. Over the years, I've been part of many different groups and made some really, really good friends. There are also many different forums where you can get in touch with mums. Two of my favourites are the Essential Baby website, which has a forum, and the Bubhub community forums. And both of these links are going to be on my blog. If you have any other favourite web-based groups or forums, please email me and I'll include them in next week's podcast. Okay, well, we're going to have a short break now, so stay with me. And when we get back, I'm going to talk to you about learning to read. Do you want to receive an email to let you know when I have a new podcast up and ready to listen to? Do you want to talk to other juggling mums? Well, join my Yahoo group. You'll find Yahoo groups at groups.yahoo.com. Type juggling mum into the search tool and you'll find our group. Or you can follow the links on my blog. Come and join us. We'd all love to hear from you. I've been reading a book called Reading Magic by Mem Fox. It's about building the foundation so that your children can learn to read, and it can all be done before they go to school. Mem's an author of many well-known children's books like Possum Magic, Koala Lou, and Where is the Green Sheep? Mem says, if parents understand the huge educational benefits and intense happiness brought about by reading aloud to their children, and if every parent and every adult caring for a child read aloud a minimum of 3 stories a day to the children in their life, we could probably wipe out illiteracy within one generation. Now, Mem's book, Reading Magic, has lots of helpful ideas to make reading to your child fun for both you and your child. She also has a website at www.memfox.com where she has several books that she reads aloud. I've put the link for this on my blog. Here are Mem Fox's 10 Read Aloud Commandments. Number 1. Spend at least 10 happy minutes every single day reading aloud. Number 2. Read at least 3 stories a day. It may be the same story 3 times. Children need to hear 1,000 stories before they can begin to learn to read. Number 3. Read aloud with animation. Listen to your own voice and don't be dull, or flat, or boring. Hang loose and be loud. Have fun and laugh a lot. Number 4. Read with joy and enjoyment. Real enjoyment for yourself and great joy for the listeners. Number 5. Read the stories that the kids love over and over and over again, and always read in the same tune for each book. Number 6. Let children hear lots of language by talking to them constantly about the pictures or anything else connected to the book, or sing any old song that you can remember, or say nursery rhymes in a bouncy way, or be noisy together during clapping games. Number 7. Look for rhyme, rhythm, or repetition in books for young children, and make sure the books are really short. Number 8. Play games with the things that you and your child can see on the page, such as letting kids finish rhymes and finding the letters that start the child's name and yours. Remember that it's never work, it's always a fabulous game. Number 9. Never ever teach reading or get tense around books. Number 10. Read aloud every day because you just love being with your child, not because it's the right thing to do. This is as important for fathers as it is for mothers. If you're interested in Mem Fox's book Reading Magic, you can buy it from me by following the links on my blog. That brings us to the end of part one of this week's podcast. Please join me for part two, where I'm going to be talking about getting your kids to help around the house.